Can Auburn take advantage of more NIL opportunities? Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Butthy. Welcome into the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Butthy. Next to me is Graham McLean. Guys, we made it. We made it. It's Friday. But like I said at the top of the show, let's just hop right into it, Graham. We talked about it yesterday a little bit, how Auburn is in the Aflac kickoff game in Atlanta against Baylor, and they're getting paid $6 million to participate in the game. So, and we kind of touched on it for a little bit and kind of want to carry it over into today and talk about how Auburn can take advantage of potentially more games like this. And will they increase? Will it be the same? We don't know. That's why we kind of want to talk about it and kind of talk it out. And, you know, let us know what you think in the chat and in the comments down below. But, yeah, Graham, I kind of throw it to you here. Like, kind of what are your thoughts? Like, obviously, we're getting paid $6 million, and we talked about how, you know, all the events that have happened in Auburn helped kind of balance, you know, the local economy out that people were worried about and for some reason still worried about, you know, regarding – us still playing in Atlanta, even though it's like in our backyard, you know, practically. But kind of share your thoughts on, you know, potential, you know, I guess NIL advantages we can take.
Yeah, I think it's something that Auburn could definitely take advantage of here in the future. And I think, you know, this year in particular, they really have. And I think that this could become more common in college sports, predominantly college football. But hey, we're seeing it in college basketball too. I mean, look at the players, you know, the players NIL era, players era tournament. That's an NIL mm-hmm. tournament where they're getting paid to be there. But when it comes to college football more, I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, you start seeing more companies, you know, sponsor big, these big, you know, kind of non-conference cool, big matchups on week one, and start paying some NIL money to get these games. Cause it's a great way to, you know, advertise your company and, mm-hmm. millions of people are going to be tuning in to watch these games. So with the way that, you know, NIL is going and college football is going, I would not be shocked to see that happen. I would not be shocked to see, you know, multiple games, you know, come up a year now, starting at the beginning of the year with, like, you know, you have the Aflac kickoff, you know, bowl game, and then you might have like a Geico, you know, like, and I'm just spitting brand names out there for fun, but I think it could happen. And I don't know how I feel about it quite yet. I think it's, I think it could be necessary for, you know, where we are in this day and age. But, you know, it kind of takes away, like we were talking about yesterday's show, that Auburn's kind of ahead of the game a little bit, you know, with playing this, because they're getting paid that extra $6 million when other schools aren't. Mm-hmm. But if this becomes a super common thing, then more schools are getting paid NIL money. And also depends on, like, oh, well this company's paying twice as much as this other company is for a bowl game. So for, you know, a kickoff game. So it's interesting. There's a lot of stuff that would have to go into it to make it work. And to make it even is not the right word, but, like, you know, like it's right, not like super, super lopsided. So it'll be interesting. But I think this year in particular, the Auburn's taking advantage of it in both sports when it comes to football. You know, we're playing in this game, and then basketball, we're going back to the Players Era tournament in Vegas. So mm-hmm. Auburn is taking advantage of NIL opportunities, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, don't forget about Boutwell too, because that's technically a NIL you know, tournament now. So, but which is really cool to see with, you know, it being Nike sponsored, as we mentioned yesterday as well. So, but yeah, no, I agree with you, and you know, you never know. And correct me if I'm wrong. The Aflac kickoff game used to be the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, right?
Yeah, Aflac just bought out the rights to the name.
Yeah. Because I remember, like, it was like a leather helmet with, like, the Chick-fil-A logo was, like, wearing the leather helmet or something like that, which was really clever logo design. That's great marketing on Chick-fil-A's part, as always. They're like a marketing, like, juggernaut, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, I think other companies as well could, like, you know, we kind of talked about a little bit how will it increase, what decrease, and say, like, I don't know, down the road, say, like, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, say it becomes the Samsung kickoff game or the Sony kickoff game, or, you know, and I'm not saying Aflac isn't a big company, but if you look at Aflac and Sony, you're like, oh, okay, well, I know which one I'm rolling with. You know what I mean? like, could it, you know, each team get paid $8 million or 10, like we hit double digits in the millions, you know what I mean? It's like what could happen with that? So I think there's potential there, but if we get into, you know, I think you kind of touched on it yesterday as well, the whole, you know, regulation thing, how it needs to happen. But at the same time, if we go the way we're going, that could, you know, very well happen where you have these bigger companies be like, hey, y'all are doing this. We're going to buy out the rights for this. And we're also going to pay the guys $10 million to play in our kickoff game. Yep. So, and Auburn could easily be invited back to one of these. And obviously it, I don't know if it depends on performance or what, but I'm sure it'll like rotate around to other schools. You know what I mean? But I feel like the last kickoff game we played in was what, 20, was it Bo's freshman year?
Right? Yeah, I think it would have been when we played Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool to see Auburn in a game like this again. Again, it's good for the brand. Personally, I think it's great for the brand. You know, you can argue with the wall on that one. I feel like it's, you know, the way we were going was not good. And I think the way that we're going now with NIL, it seems like Auburn has made leaps and bounds, kind of what Graham has said, like not just this year, you know, starting out, but ever since it became a thing, it's like, hey, let's hit the ground running. Let's go. You know what I mean? So it's really cool to see that. And I'm hoping that, you know, we continue to take advantage, and not just for, you know, football and basketball, like baseball, you know, can do something like this if they, you know, end up doing some preseason tournaments, which I know that they do, you know, some that are not like as televised as most, which I don't know why ESPN doesn't televise more college baseball, but that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But it's really cool to see Auburn, you know, have face time on some of these national stages with this current era that just is so coveted nowadays, where it's like, dang, our school needs a lot of face time. Yet we got, you know, former, you know, celebrities like SUNY Lee and Tim Cook and Octavia Spencer out there, you know, like War Dam, you know what I mean? It's like, that's a big deal. Like SUNY Lee just announced that she's trying to get ready for the Olympics, that she's coming back, you know, and she like had her highlights from college in there, and you saw, you know, Auburn in the background and in Neville when she was like on the balance beam or something like that, or I can't remember what exactly she was, or maybe it was the floor routine. I'm not sure, but really cool to see, you know, potential that, you know, we can take advantage with these upcoming, you know, deals.
And I will say, like, and I was just kind of doing a little bit of research. There have been multiple kickoff games and more coming, you know, in the future. But just like, obviously, we have Aflac kickoff game. But in the past, there's been Camping World kickoff game, which in Florida, you know, LSU and Florida State played both in that. Vegas kickoff classic, that happened last year. That was, or 2 years ago, LSU versus USC. You have the Aer Lingus College Football Classic now being played in Ireland in week zero.
Cool atmosphere, by the way.
Yeah,
like that is one of the better games to watch at the start of the season.
And then the Texas kickoff game, that is not being played this year, I think, but next year it will be, in Houston, and somebody was playing it. And then there's a Music City kickoff game this year, between Ole Miss and Louisville. So, like what I was kind of saying, there are more games now. This is starting to happening, and I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those, you know, these schools are getting paid. Maybe not necessarily in directly in NIL money yet, but are still getting paid nonetheless to come play in these games. And you know, whether they use that money for NIL, which I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't in this day and age, is up to them. But you like, there are multiple games more, you know, coming on more and more every time. And what was the game that we played in against Oregon? Do we remember the name of that game?
You talking about in Atlanta?
Did we play Oregon in Atlanta?
Wait, no. Wait, hold on.
We played them in like Texas, I'm pretty sure.
I think we played them in Jerry World, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think we did.
Now that I think about it.
It could have been that Texas kickoff game for all I remember. I don't
know. Now, I will say, I think when we played in Atlanta the last time was when we had Stidham and we played Washington. I think that was Atlanta, or maybe I'm getting them mixed up.
I know. I'm pretty sure when we played Clemson in 2017, we lost that game. No.
Did
we play Clemson in 2017?
Yeah, we did, and we lost. I remember that because we were on the road.
17. Auburn.
I remember Stidham was having to run for his life because our O-line was, like, not there yet.
Yes, let's see. Did we play him at – we played at Clemson. Okay.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? Oh, I'm thinking of I don't know what I'm thinking of, to be honest. But – Yeah.
I would play Clemson in a kickoff game with Kyle Frazier back when he was quarterback.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Because I feel like we did play Clemson in the kickoff game.
That was it was like 2012, I want to say. Maybe 2013.
We lost. That was one of our losses, was it not?
I can't I don't think it was 2013 because I remember we played Arkansas State like the first game that year. Or Washington State, I'm pretty sure. If I'm thinking right. I think the first game of the year in 2013 was Washington State.
You're right. It was.
Yeah. I remember that season like the back of my hand. That was like I watched every game. Not like I could not. That team was so fun to watch. Too. And also, side note, have you seen the on Twitter like the trend of like the drippiest college player ever?
Nick Marshall, and
everyone is like Nick Marshall, and it's not even close because the man was wearing armbands, like
every accessory.
He was literally decked out every game. The man had leg sleeves, leg bands, armbands, arm sleeves. He had the headband, like the ninja headband under his helmet. Like, dude was decked out, and he could back it up because he was like a magician. He was a point guard, basically, on the football field. That's such a fun year. But you know what else is fun? And what could help you have a fun year? Getting a shirt or a hat or anything from AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there, like the Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some other options on there as well. But what is stopping you from getting a shirt from AUShirts.com? Because we add new styles weekly. And also, if you wear something from AUShirts.com, whether it be on a game day, at home, at a tailgate, on the road, or in Atlanta for the first game of the season, be sure to tag me, Graham, of the Barn, or all the above. Let us know that you're sporting your gear from AUShirts.com. We'd love to shout you out on the show, and we'd love to see you repping your gear, supporting your Auburn Tigers. So again, get all your gear from all the shows at the barn at AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and go shop on a massive index full of businesses owned by Auburn people, Auburn fans. It's a great way to support the family if you're a customer, to support each other, support the fan base. So go to buyauburn.com today if you're a business owner to sign up and put your business on the website. Or like I said, if you're just a customer, then it's a great place to go to get the things that you need from Auburn fans. So go to buyauburn.com today to check that out or to sign up today.
Yes, please do. Again, it grows every single day by the handfuls. So if you know anyone that has any ties to Auburn University and they have a local business, let them know about buyauburn.com. Grant, moving on to the back end of the show, some more basketball news. And some of it's really funny. So yesterday, there's a picture from practice that Justin Hokinson had posted of Narcisse Ngoy, who is our Frenchman, our big man, that will be presumed our starter. And he, for those that can't see the photo, he is towering over everyone in the huddle.
It's actually kind of insane.
Yeah, that's our 7-footer, folks. That's what we got. I mean, if you can see the rim compared to where he's standing, I mean, he's almost like he's like kind of hunched over too, trying to listen to what's being said in the huddle. And from that angle, his head looks like it is like near the rim.
And okay? Adam Olson, like he says, on the far right, kind of looking down as well, is 6'8".
That's nuts, man. That is crazy. Like,
and it came out and said that he weighs like 280, which is like,
that is not normal for a 7-footer.
Hey, you want to go play some football? You want to? You want to play some football?
Oh my gosh! Could you? Like, I am so happy that the coaching staff got their act together and actually got some big man this year, because that is going to make a world of difference.
Big man that got drafted. What the heck?
Yeah. Like, seriously, like the first ever draft and stash in history of the NBA. Like, you're kidding? Like, that's insane to me that Auburn is, again, at the forefront. That's brand power right there. Another example. I know it has nothing to do with NIL, but that's still cool to see. But I think that's hilarious. Can you pull that picture up too? Again, them in the huddle. So again, for those that can't see, like, he's towering over everyone. You see the kid standing behind him, who I'm assuming is some type of like assistant, you know, student assistant. Yes, I'm sure he looks like a small child from daycare compared to, no shade, but he does. It's like the picture of me and Walker Kessler, which I'll have to get to Graham, back when I used to work at the Auburn Network when Auburn secured the regular season title. If you can take the photo down real quick. For those that can't see, behind me on my desk, it's kind of hard to tell. I don't think you can tell because of the logo. But I have the cutout where it says SEC champs, regular season champs.
For me, at least, you can see it.
You can't? Okay, cool. It's back there somewhere, like right in here. But yeah. It's from that day. And I got a picture with Walker Kessler, the now center, starting center for the Los Angeles Lakers, by the way. And I'm standing by him, and I literally look like his child. Like I am a tiny little child next to, like a little pebble next to a massive human being, Godzilla, if you will. So that's just puts perspective on our big man that we got coming in. So I'm excited about Narcisse Ngoy being in an Auburn uniform, and so is he. He even said after the whole draft and stash, incident that we had on draft night, that he is excited and ecstatic to be an Auburn Tiger and cannot wait for basketball season. So, yeah, Graham, kind of what are your thoughts too? Just the fact that we have a true big man, it seems like.
You've seen what Auburn can do when they have a big man. That's mm-hmm. pretty good. So, I like it. You got to have a good center on your team. Mm-hmm. It's imperative. And I think Auburn has potential to have one of the best in the country. Clearly that mm-hmm. NBA team thought he was good enough to go ahead and play up there. So
yeah,
I think he could be one of the better ones in the country. We'll see.
Time will tell. Yeah, time will definitely tell. But
totally okay with it.
Yeah. So speaking of this coming season and talking about, the mishaps of last season, Kevin Overton has a quote out from a tweet from, I believe it's Nathan King, 24/7. This was put out, I guess, yesterday, I want to say. And for those that can't see it, I'll read it for you. Kevin Overton will be the first to admit he got too frustrated in Auburn's locker room last season. He wasn't happy with how he handled that team. And this is a quote from him. "I'm just trying to lead in a more positive way." That was a conversation with KO yesterday per Nathan King from Auburn 24/7. It seemed like last season that the chemistry was off, and that was very evident in the style of play. And fortunately, we were able to pull it together and make it to the NIT and actually pull off and win the whole thing. And I know some people are like, distance yourself from the NIT. If I were Auburn, I would do that because it's embarrassing. At the end of the day, I think it was a massive morale boost for people that stayed. I think it was good for Steven to get the coaching experience in a tournament style, format and scenario and situation. And I agree with Graham because he said this.
A warm up for his first March Madness. That's all it was.
Yeah. 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 It's just, he's just getting in his, he's trying to limber up. He's trying to limber up for March. We're good. Yeah. But Graham said it, I think it was after, we'd won the NIT and we started bringing people back. And I think it was after we got to Hyde, because I know it was definitely after we got Overton because he was one of the first people to resign. Yeah. But it was after we got to Hyde because you said this, and I'll quote you on this, and I'm pretty sure you remember saying it, but if we don't do the NIT, we don't get those guys back.
Yeah, 100%.
At all.
Nope.
And I think that played a massive role, and I agree. I really do. So I'm hoping that Tahad can pull it together because I know he had some off-the-court issues, and I think that he will, finally come to terms like, hey, we actually have a big man now. A lot of the pressure will be off of me. And hopefully he can start, and him and Overton will be a deadly backcourt duo.
We can also try to experiment with the hot of the two. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be awesome? We've got other point guards on this roster now that I think have potential to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting to see if we can do that. And if we do that and he starts popping off, then watch out.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was when we were all in the barn cut, when everyone was here. I can't remember if it was Daryl or Zach, or maybe it was Christian. I'm not sure. But it was one of us that said it. But if Auburn gets a true point guard and we're able to put Tahad at the two, it might have been Brett. I can't remember. Or Trey. I don't know. Whoever it was. Shout out to everyone at this point because I think everyone said it. But if we got a true point guard and Tahad goes to the two, that is dangerous. That is like putting Steph Curry at the two and he's playing off ball, because Steph Curry is more dangerous off ball than he is with the ball. And you're probably saying, what are you talking about? He's the greatest shooter of all time. Watch highlights of him off ball. He is running around the court and his defender is literally gasping for air. It is insane. And Tahad, whenever he did not have the ball, he started to move around on those off ball screens and
catch and
made a world of difference. a world of difference. So we'll see. We'll get to experiment with that. I'm excited about basketball season. Y'all know me. I'm a basketball freak. But yeah, other than that,
once we get into football, it's just nonstop. Get into football, and then football season, and then it just transitions so perfectly right over into it overlaps a little bit. It's perfect.
Yeah, the Boutwell thing's in October. I think on the 14th of October, I want to say something like that. So it'll be here before you know it. Literally, you'll blink and it's basketball season. So
you're blinking. It'll be we'll be playing in Vegas in November.
Yeah, in the players era. So yeah, it's a lot going in Hoopsgiving too, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
So we got a lot going on. So I can't wait for the fall. I know everyone that's watching or listening is. But also real quick too, before we go into the weekend.
Real quick. Remember the vibes after we won the Maui Invitational?
Oh yeah. I actually saw a highlight of that today.
We just come off that Texas A&M win in football.
And I thought it couldn't get any better.
Literally, like, that happened, and then, like, 3 days later, we won the Maui Invitational. Oh, my. I was, like, just on an all-time high, and then we lost.
Oh, man. Good times.
And all of reality came crashing back down on us.
Yeah. But real quick, before we go into the weekend, I talked about it before, how I was waiting for EA to take out all the microtransactions of College Football 27, and they finally did, and I bit the bullet. I've bought College Football 27. Graham's been playing it for a while now, but I'm having fun with it. Auburn's defense is really good, especially if you're not playing as them. You will pay for it quickly, because I was playing online with just a random team, and someone played as Auburn, and they smoked me. Their defense, using Xavier Atkins and Elijah Melendez, it's just
Elijah nasty. Melendez, he's only rated like a 73 or something like that.
But oh,
he plays way better than that.
Ball hawk. I posted a video yesterday. For those that follow me, you can find it on my X account. But in my, I was playing a game of College Football 27 in the swamp against Florida, double overtime, pick six with Elijah Melendez to the house. And it was electric, and I hope he plays like that this year. I really do. Because if anything, I feel like he's one of those guys that, like, if people doubt him, he's going to be the one to be like, nah, watch this. So same with Atkins. So I'm excited for it's got me more and more. It's kind of scratched the itch a little bit for college football, but I'm ready to get in Jordan-Hare Stadium for Southern Miss and potentially Florida. That's the one I'm kind of circling, is Florida. That's the one I would like to go to. SEC opener under the lights. That's a revenge game technically for Florida, even though it's not USF, but still it's, you know what's on the line there. So, but yeah, other than that, Graham, you got anything you want to add before we go into the weekend?
That's it.
Cool. Well, everyone, don't forget to like and subscribe, turn on notifications, whether you're watching or listening on whatever format you're on. Be sure to subscribe and follow. Hit the thumbs up button. Turn on your notifications so you don't miss anything from us. We are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. And yeah, other than that, we hope everyone has a great weekend. We will see you on Monday. And as always, War Damn, we will see you next time. Peace.
See ya.